This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage.
Good morning, everybody. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is the first time anybody has ever been here at the Edgewood Gym like this. Wow. Okay, I am Mike Lugelfeld, your very, very proud superintendent of schools. Superintendents get one opportunity to start the school year, so I hope I don't mess this one up. But I want to acknowledge the names of the people that work in our Department of Operations. Yeah, here we go. We've got Efren, Alfredo, Javier, Juan, Javier number two. He's still number one in our books, but he's just younger. We've got Tom and Dan. We've got Stan and James, and we've got Greg Ryan. Big round of applause. We've got Charlie, Begonia, and Jenna. We've got Susanna, who brought us all here today. Assistant Audrey. We also have from personnel Jessica and Marcy. We also have from Student Services and Teaching and Learning, we've got Jay and Sam. We have an army of technology specialists led by Jeremy Wickham. And friends, this summer I want to tip my hat and shout out to all of you, and especially right now, acknowledge and show that we see you, we know what you're going through. The teachers and support staff from the Early Childhood Center, formerly known as Green Bay Ornato Terrace. The Virginia Raccoons, who now have taken over Green Bay School. And the Indian Trail Tigers, who have crawled across the street to Elm Play School. There's a lot going on in North Shore School District 112. And I think it's been that way for many years. And it's that way because you allow it to happen. And because you're flexible. And because you endure. And because you are amazing. Love and admiration. And our new teachers and staff, big shout out to Val Killeen, our teacher. I could not do my work without the support of 7 volunteers who volunteer to spend time with me. They're a little nuttier than I am. Ladies and gentlemen, Melissa Itkin, Secretary of the Board of Education, representing the Board of Education. Thank you, Mrs. Itkin, for being here. So if you were to see the slides I'm going to show you without a story or context, you might say, boy, this doesn't make sense, but it seems interesting. So what I want to try to do is give you a little context about the message I'm going to share with you this morning. Ultimately, the message is welcome. We've got traditions and milestones in our culture. One of them is to gather as an entire community together so we can start together. We feel each other's energy as we go forward and we inspire, innovate, and engage. The slides in my show are a combination of personal, not only to humanize me as a person, not just a role, but also share a little bit with you about who I am. Also some professional, some messaging about what is it that I value as your superintendent. I don't get that many opportunities to see you all and share with you. And then I think most important is your power. Your power. We educate children ages 3 to 14. We plant seeds that we don't possibly ever see the results of those seeds. We touch lives every single day. You shape the future. Because of you, everything is possible. So the title of my slides are Reclaiming Your Why, Reclaiming Your Purpose. So what I want to show you right here are some of the best and most beautiful people in the world. You've got my family. So my lovely wife, Stephanie, this November will be 20 years. Some of you here worked with me when I was single. I know, and I had black hair, and my goatee was black. It's a long time ago. But Stephanie's great, and she keeps me grounded. Our beautiful daughter, Maya, who is 19 and is a sophomore at Michigan State University. Yeah, go green! Yeah, that's right, Michigan State University. That's right, go green. Thank you. She's studying to be a special ed teacher, which is awesome. And my friend in, let's give a bigger round of applause. Special ed teacher. My friend in Deerfield wants to hire her, and I know I want to put her in some of your classrooms, so we're all good. We've got my son, Justin, and again, some of you remember when these kids were born, I was working with you back at Elm Place. Justin is a sophomore at the Deerfield High School. The picture in the middle is in front of a volcano. It's dormant, don't worry. It's in Guatemala, and that was in Antigua, Guatemala. It's volcano is called Agua. I thought that was a pretty cool picture. My family is my foundation. My family is my why. My family is why I do a job like this with you. They're my foundation. Service is something that's really in my heart, and it's in my soul. And in back in 2016, I was fortunate enough to go on a Life Touch memory mission trip through La República Dominicana, to the Dominican Republic, where the motto was, build schools, change lives, and change my life. So I had the good fortune and blessing of taking my son Justin, when he was 11, to Puerto Rico, when he was 14 last year in the Dominican Republic, and then this year when he's 15, to Guatemala. And we did something called a bottle school project, and it's pretty wild. On the left, you see the shell of a school with no walls. In the middle and on the right, you see me and Justin and some of our new Guatemalan friends from the town of Zapundeyu, near Tecpan. And then you see bottles that are removed from the trash. Bottles that are stuffed in organic trash. Bottles that are eco-bricks. Bottles that the community collected for a year. 10,000 bottles to get trash off the street so they can avoid burning plastic. Bottles that become the insulation for the wall. Justin and I got to go help build a bottle school. There's 143 of them in Guatemala. Hug It Forward is the nonprofit. Service is cool, and I got to break away from the district. Monica had the keys to the empire, and everything worked out. So that was really sweet. I share this with you because I don't just work 24/7. It seems like I do, but I don't. I have a family like you. I have other interests like you. I'm a human being like you, and that's important. All right. I was a teacher from 93 to 97. I worked at Black Hawk Middle School in Bensonville, then I came to Elm Place School, where Tommy Iverson was. Yeah, Tommy. Big shout out to Tommy. Coach Harris, PD. Tommy was the best student ever. We can say that because they can't check Tommy. Okay? John Whitehead was my student teacher. And then I stepped into the dark side and I joined administration. In 1998, I became the associate principal at Elm Place School. We transitioned from a 4-8 school to a 6-8 school. So I've always been part of this change and transition in this school district. And the best board in the world is what I met here in Highland Park. And I've been the superintendent in Illinois since 2010 and here since 2018. Woo! That's exhausting. I'm old. I'll be your superintendent for a little bit more. All right, so my why is my family. I'm a human, I've got interests like you. My professional career is varied like yours. Been doing this a long time. Okay, now, what's my message for you today? It's really about reclaiming your why. It's about being conscious of the fact that what you do every single day, 5 days out of five, every single day with our 4,000 students, every single day at our 9 schools, makes a difference. You may not know it, you may not see it, you may not realize it. It does though. It does though. I get to see Tommy Iverson grow up from a boy in 8th grade to a man who now works as a great person. I have the rare pleasure of seeing that in him, in Lisa Adams over at Edgewood, and so many other amazing former students who've come back. and I get to see them. We don't always get to see them. So what you do every day matters. I believe in you. I want you to believe in you, and your students need you to believe in them. You know from the research, Dr. John Hattie and his whole team, 0.62 is a hinge point. It's more than a 0.4. Teacher-student relationship, teacher applies to all of us in the world here. That relationship matters. We build those relationships. We also know that collective teacher efficacy is a 1.34. You can advance a child's growth and learning 3 years simply by believing in yourself and believing in them. We focus on what makes you special and what your strengths are. We don't focus on your deficits. We don't focus on what you don't know, what you can't do. What I don't know and what I can't do doesn't really matter because it's not going to help you. What I do know and what I can do is going to help you. So what I've got here is my own Leadership Talent Club assessment. All the leaders, administrators in the school district and the members of the school board took an assessment called Leadership Talent 12. We're assessed on about 30 different talents that leaders should possess or do possess. And our top 12, based upon the intensity of our responses, are shown. I'm going to show you all 12 of mine today because in true, vulnerable, transparent leadership, I'm more concerned about what I bring to you, not what I can't bring to you. What I can't bring to you is not going to help you. I'm 55 years old. Mission, inspire, innovate, engage. Each child, every day. Rinse, repeat. Each child, every day. Inspire, innovate, engage. It's not a joke, it's in the DNA. Vision, District 112 is where it's at. You chose us, thank you. You chose us, thank you. Thank you, we have the vision to be the absolute best school district on the block. The best set of schools anywhere with the most supportive environment for teachers and support staff and administrators. We have strategic agility. Yeah, they close a school, I reopen it. Yeah, they say they can't do it, yeah, we can. Yeah, they say they're gonna close, you know we're not. They say we can, and we do it. Mediator, once in a while I get complaints. We'll move on from that one. Okay. Yes, I'm the devil. In any event, there's a few other talents out there that really share with you where I'm coming from. Activator, results orientation, empathy. I do have a heart and I do care. And it's the hardest thing in the world to be the superintendent of schools and head of one in an organization of 4,000 kids, 8,000 or more parents, an entire community. And it really hurts when I have to say no. And I do say no a lot. It's hard. And it really hurts when I have to say something that I know someone else really doesn't even like or someone else doesn't understand. And it's painful for me. I do see around corners, others can't see around. That's just who I am. I do care. And I hope everyone in this organization makes you feel that they care. And I hope that your students know that you care. Because I know you do. Conceptualization. We've created a school district from disunity to unity. We created a school district from anger to happiness. We created a school district that was really, really hot to just sort of. I know, some of you are going to throw stuff at me today, the hottest day ever. I know, sorry. All right, moving forward, each of us has visions, goals, actions, and then we iterate and reiterate. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay when the lesson didn't work. It's okay if everybody bombed the assessment, we'll do it again. It's okay if you just weren't on your game and you messed that up and the game didn't go well or the therapy session didn't go well with the kid. It's okay. Understand that you've got vision, goals, and actions, and that leads to results, and sometimes the results change. So I want to share with you now, kind of moving from macro to micro, a little bit of a deliberate and direct message with you. All right, I am so proud that in North Shore School District 112, we have multiple metrics of success. We have multiple measures to know if we're doing well. Did our books balance financially? Do our buildings open physically? Do our students show growth in learning? Do our students' achievement rates meet some sort of arbitrary and crazy standard, but we have those. More importantly, do we measure organizational culture and health by the perception of the employees? Do we measure family perceptions of our service quality and our customer service? And most importantly, do we measure the perceptions of our students' engagement and satisfaction with their education? And the answer to all of those is yes. There's no one way to say that we're successful. We are successful. How do I know? I've got the data. We're a people-driven organization that has data to inform us. We are not data-driven. We are people-driven. What I'm showing you right now is really awesome, a bit sobering, and a call to action. For the past 5 consecutive years, each October, we have measured the perceptions of our students in grades 3 through 8 in Spanish and in English, according to very precise dimensions that have not changed and questions that are the same year after year. We've been through a lot, folks. A lot's changed since 2018 when we first did this. And we are resilient. We now have an opportunity to blast forward. In North Shore School District 112, I'm proud to report that in our 5 years of surveys, our trend is up. You are re-engaging students. You are helping them feel more satisfied. That's amazing. Keep going. 41% of our students are in the dream box. That's a measure. We don't judge. We don't vilify. We don't weaponize. We don't feel. We simply understand where it is. My goal is 100% in that dream box. You'll have your own individual goals. We can do it. What does it mean? It means that 892 students last year said that they are highly engaged and highly satisfied based on the dimensions that we measure. And it said that 1,821 students were moderately to highly engaged and satisfied. Not bad. Not bad. If you take the black circles and the red circle, 1,821 out of the 2,171. This is factual, objective data. Okay, we're courageous enough to measure it. I'm courageous enough to share this with you. I'd like to see that 41 go up. That's on you. I believe in you. I believe in you. This is important. The dimensions we measure for student engagement are as follows. The student's self-perception, grade 3 through 8, in Spanish and in English, in the dimensions of self-esteem, belonging, classroom management, their perceptions of it, fairness, feedback, engagement, safety, physical and emotional, perceptions of teacher, survival needs, sleep, food, things of that nature, relevance of the curriculum, content, and instruction, satisfaction and choice. Over the years, I've had the good fortune of presenting to some of your schools upon your invitation about student voice and student choice. There's an amazing book on your bookshelf, Student Voice for Invisible to Evaluate. Check it out. The nice thing is, from the year prior to last year, your efforts collectively are superior because these dimensions and the perceptions of our 2,100 students went up in every dimension. Thank you. Thank you. You deserve credit for that. Thank you. We also look at Maslow's hierarchy. When Mr. Whitehead and I were in junior high, Abe Maslow was our teacher. And we're looking at a continuum of survival, safety, belonging, and self-esteem, and self-actualization. You know what's neat? Your work is exceptional because we're improving in every one of these domains and constructs. Keep it up. I pause, I share this with you. It's that important. Our students have but one opportunity to be in the third grade, the eighth grade, preschool. It's making it amazing. Our students will never know that our buildings need work. Oh, no, a little bit tomorrow. But you know what I'm saying. They won't really know because you guys are magic and you're amazing and phenomenal people. And we love them. And we only have a few days of dealing with that. Every day matters. Everything you do matters. Every interaction you have with every child every day matters. Each day, every day. You plant seeds, and often you never see what grows. It's really strange in education. We build these relationships with the students and their families, usually for a year. Sometimes when we're lucky, for more. Usually for a year. You have interactions with them. Each day, every day, 5 days a week, you're making a huge, tremendous difference. I saw this. And as I get ready to bring my remarks to a close, I said, my goodness, that's it. That's what we do in education. We plant a seed. We're not really sure, did they get it? Is it important? Does this BC guy matter? Am I doing anything right? Does resources matter? Did today matter? Do I even matter? There's a bit of despair. It's usually in October and February. Sorry, new teacher. We'll get you through it. We'll get you through it. But yeah, it does matter. And yeah, they did learn it. And yeah, you know what? They actually do care about you, and they do know how to behave. They just didn't want to show you for a year. This was just an image that really resonated with me. Make sure you always believe, because what you imagine today may actually produce itself because you believe it. It's fascinating. That was 10 years ago. Folks, we have three big initiatives since 2019, closing opportunity gaps in regards to children, facilities upgrades and modernization, our fortunate graduate, board adopted in 2019, aspirational vision. If you've worked with me long, short, narrow, far, you understand this is who I am as a leader. You can read this. Intelligence is the ability to adapt to change, attributed to Stephen Hawking. You can read that. That's what I'm all about as your superintendent. Proud to call you brothers and sisters, and proud to welcome you back to school year 2023-2024. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.